Good morning. We're continuing Chayot and Hilchos Shabbos. Class, we're learning a Siman Hey. Shochach Avdol B'Tfilo, V'Gam Toam Kodem Shibdol Alakos. Now the Gemara says that there's our Masakim that a person cannot eat before they say Avdol, and including eating means any type of even tasting food. We know by certain times by mitzvahs that there's a Lacha Chazal put in place, we can't get involved in a meal before the mitzvah, or if we're going to forget to do the mitzvah. But over here, above and beyond that, they put an issur that any type of achilah shtia is also beforehand. The person can't drink, with the exception of water, before Abdullah, and the person can't eat any food, even a small amount. Furthermore, there's an opinion in the Gemara which says that a person ate before Havdalah, we give him a kanas, and he loses the opportunity to say Havdalah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin a person was ta'am, person who ate, ti'ima, language of eating, tasting something, is mavdal, he's still mavdal. Okay, now, person forgot to say atochan atonim and shmoneh esrei. So, we say that he doesn't go back and repeat shmoneh esrei because he can rely on the Havdalah that he's going to say on the kais. Then the person ate before Havdalah. So we said that we paskin, even though he ate before Havdalah, he can still say Havdalah. However, because he ate beforehand, which was improper, the kanas will kick in the following way. He cannot rely on the Havdalah that he's going to do after the Te'ima to compensate for the lack of Havdalah in Tefillah. So whereas a person who forgets Havdalah in Tefillah can rely on the Havdalah on the Kais, this person who ate before Havdalah on the Kais cannot rely on the Havdalah on the Kais to replace the Havdalah B'Tfilah, and he has to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Tzarech la'atzol la'Havdalah B'Tfilah. So here now the Chayyim speaks out what we just said. Avagav Shem Hivdol B'Tfilah V'Tzom Kadam Shem Hivdol L'Kais Mutal La'Havdalah L'Kais. Even though we paskin that a person who was ma'avdal b'tfilah and then ate before the kais still says a dol the kais. Not like the opinion of the Gemara which says what person is who tasted ate before avdalah loses avdalah. We paskin that a person can say avdalah even though he ate, and so we should argue then if he can say avdalah even though he ate, and avdalah replaces the avdalah for tefilah, he doesn't have to go back and repeat. Since he ate before Abdullah, which he shouldn't have done, he did not say Abdullah in Tefillah, which he should not have done. He wants to rely on the Abdullah that he says on the Kais to replace the Abdullah that he should have said in the Tefillah, since this Abdullah, which he's saying on the Kais now, is not optimal, because it's being said after a person ate, which is incorrect. So it's not an optimal Abdullah. This Abdullah cannot be used to compensate for the lack of Havdalah B'Tfilah, such in a subpar Havdalah, as it were. So this Havdalah cannot replace that, and a person has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in order to address his Havdalah B'Tfilah. And then he says Havdalah on the Kais. So we see, even though Lach L'maisa we paskin, that To'am, Mavdal, a person ate before Havdalah, he can still say Havdalah. It doesn't mean that there isn't some degradation to the chashivas of the Havdalah, which he's done. And that degradation that he's done, the downgrading that he's done by eating before the Havdalah, precludes this Havdalah being significant enough to replace the missing Havdalah, which was in Tefillah. Vav, a filim hivdul b'tchila l'kais, komokim sarach l'havdul b'tfilah. What about a situation, a person was said Abdullah, and then after another meal, they did not daven Ma'ariv yet. So do they need to mention Abdullah in Tefillah? They said Abdullah in the Kaiser. And the answer is yes. We said before now that Chazal, Murasakin, and the Chiyah of Abdullah in Tefillah, and the Chiyah of Abdullah on the Kais, both of them are true. So he says Abdullah in Tefillah, even though he's already said Abdullah. Alakos, have a good day.